down the line. Amen. So the woman was speaking to the Messiah, but telling the Messiah, who was standing right before her, that she is looking for the Messiah that is going to come down the line. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. And the mercy of God, it got to her, and the Messiah told her that he that is speaking to her, that he is the Messiah. Amen. Hallelujah. And at that point, her whole life changed. Amen. You know, so maybe we're looking for something down the line, but I believe that right where we are, the Messiah wants to reveal himself to us. Amen.
Amen.
So I'm also, as we look at Brother Lee, also think about him in Belize. You know, it looks like those brethren, I say they have been, he says that certain people in the time of David, they were in debt, and they were in distress, and they were discontented, something like that. You know, and the government of Saul wasn't doing them good. Amen. Israel was not what God had promised it would be. And so they left the system of Saul and were looking for something, and they saw David, and they went and joined with David. Praise God. Mm-hmm. And they began to work with David. So I believe, just like we have wrong, that this brethren in Belize, you know, they are looking for something. They can't see it in the churches. And God has sent, you know, strength and ministry to them. Amen.
Amen.
And our prayer is that they will be able to see. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, the woman went further also. I went and, after this incident, went to the town and went and communicated to them that I have seen the Messiah. Amen. And then they had to come to him and saw him for themselves. So our prayer is that as Brother Lee has met with the Lord and he has gone to communicate to these brethren that he has met the Lord. Amen. He has met the Lord. God is available. And that these brethren, we're praying for them, that they will be able to come. They will be able to see the Lord. Lord, we pray for these brethren that your grace, Lord, has enabled Brother Lee to meet with them. My God, we are praying for them that, Lord, the word of God that you have sent to them, that they will be able to see the Lord. The men testified and said, it is not because you told us that we ourselves, we have met with him. So we pray that every one of these four or so families that are coming together and seeking you, we are asking that, Lord, you will appear unto them. You will visit them, dear Lord. It is your manner, Lord God. When you send the Ethiopian Enoch, you send Philip to that Enoch, say that the man, he introduced him to Joshua, and he got you, and the man went home, continued the journey with great joy. When you send ministry to Cornelius, the whole family of Cornelius, they met with you. And Lord, they were commissioned, they were turned unto you. So we are praying for these brethren that, Lord God, the word that they have received, my God, will connect them to you. And they will see you My God, they will visit with them, that you will make yourself known unto them, so that our fellowship, my God, so that the thing that we have seen, the thing that we have heard, our hands have handled, that is what we communicate to you, dear Lord. The gospel that you communicated to Brother Lee is what he has gone to communicate to them. We are asking that, said, let them come, that they have fellowship, so that our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son and the Holy Spirit. We pray that your fellowship will take a new turn, that which they could not find in the system of man, that Lord and men, that they will find you, oh God, dear Lord, they will find that living water. Bless them with the living water, that as they drink it, Lord God, that water that they drink, it will create in them an unending flow of life.
Amen.
Lord, we bless these brethren. We are asking that your presence, each time they come together, he said that when we come, two or three, that you are there, let your presence be made manifest unto them, oh God. Lord, show them that you are God at hand. Show them that you have been there all the while, oh God. Hallelujah. God, Lord, walking with them. Lord, reveal yourself, oh God. Lord, we want to say that I have espoused you to one husband. Lord, in prayer this afternoon, we join Brother Lee and we espouse in this brethren to one husband.
Amen.
And that husband is you, Yehoshua. We bless you, dear Lord. We pray for Brother Lee and his family, asking that, Lord, you will bless them. You will strengthen them. Paul said, pray that the door, an effective door, might be opened unto me. Lord, a door has been opened unto Brother Lee. We're asking that he will go through this door, strengthen him, anoint him with all the equipment that he needs, oh God, my God. Lord, encourage him. Lord, as they are desiring that you will have mercy to, Lord, translate the pattern to Spanish. Lord, it is your grace, oh God. It is your grace. Enable them, oh God. My God, we just commit this whole situation unto your hand. We're asking at the end of the day that your name will be exalted.
Amen.
Lord God, that you will say, you are building your church. Build your church, oh God. You are the author. You are the finisher. Build your church. Build this brethren and Brother Lee, oh God. Strengthen, deliver him from the snares of the Pharaoh. My God, from every form of opposition, the resistance, oh God, of men and spirits against him. We rebuke them. You rebuke the strength of the, we rebuke hell, we rebuke the eye of the enemy from this world, oh God. Keep them, oh God. We just pray. We just bring your blessing upon your people in this hour. In Yahushua's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. By the way, this pattern has been translated into Czech and French, and there's one other, Russian, I believe it is. Maybe Hungarian too, because I think it was a Hungarian brother that translated it into Russian. Well, praise the Lord. Let me shut the recording off here.